Welcome to Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift. For the next half hour, join us for an exclusive chat with Taylor about her brand new album, Red, recorded live in front of a studio audience in downtown Toronto. Here's your host from City TV, Dina Pugliese.
She is a record-breaking recording artist, a cover girl, and she's got more awards than any mantle could ever hold. You know and love her, Taylor Swift! You look so beautiful. Like, I just want to stare at you, Taylor Swift.
That's great. That would be fine if you wanted to do that.
Welcome back to Canada. We're so happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be back. And you guys were really, really noisy and loud and wonderful when I walked out. So thanks for that.
I thought they were screaming for me. I should have known better. You know, it's the power of one, Taylor Swift. And listen, everybody loves you. It's all over the world. So much so. Congratulations are in order. Not only for this, Red, we're all excited. But I don't know if you've heard of her latest single. It's We Are... that one that I sing
awesome. Badly.
That one.
That was cool.
It is the most downloaded single by a female artist of all time. Ever, ever, ever. So, Taylor Swift, you keep breaking records. What does it feel like? I mean, how did you celebrate? It's yet another one to add to your list.
It was unbelievable because the fans are the ones who end up breaking the records. You get kind of credit for breaking records when really, if you put out a song and the fans don't respond to it, then no records get broken, and it's really all up to them to go out and decide they want to play that song in their car and in their room and in their head. And I'm so happy you guys decided to do that, because to be on my fourth album and have our fastest rising single, it makes me really happy.
How do you have the guts to continue to share what's happening in your personal life and share it with all of us to enjoy?
Well, the stakes are higher for sure. And everybody's like, oh, what are you doing today? Let's dissect it and talk about it and come up with different ways that it could be awful, what you're doing right now. Like, I try not to think about that part of my life, and especially when I'm writing, because if I sit there and think about, oh, well, if I write about this part of my life, then that's a negative emotion, and what if people delve into that, and what will they think? And you gotta close yourself off to everything around you when you're writing songs if you wanna write from a truly personal space.
Truly, yeah. If you're too self-conscious, obviously none of that will come out. You would stunt yourself. Mm-hmm. And what would happen if you fell in love with your high school sweetheart? What would you write? We all wanna tell that guy or girl, no, I'm done, we're never getting back together. And that's how this actually started, was the catalyst from a conversation.
This song came about from a studio conversation. We were in the studio, I was in the studio with Max Martin and Shellback, who are this amazing production team. And we were writing a different song, and this guy walks in, and he was a guy who I knew was friends with my ex. And he comes in and he introduces himself, and he's super nice, and he innocently says, I heard you guys are getting back together. And I was just like, great to see you. You have a good day. After he left, Max is like, what was that about? And I'm like, been in this ridiculous relationship, broken up so many times, and we are not getting back together ever, ever, ever. And I just kind of apparently angrily ranted about it for a while.
And so, apparently, you know, revenge is best served on the top 100 list when you're Taylor Swift.
This is Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Ooh, you called me up again tonight, but ooh, this time I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back.
Close and Personal with Taylor Swift, an exclusive music special celebrating the release of Taylor's new album, Red, recorded live in front of a studio audience with your host from City TV, Dina Pugliese.
Do you have time to have a girls' night? Do they come with you on tour? How do you make time for that to balance out?
My friends and I see each other whenever we can, but mostly we're on the phone all the time. I'm one of those people that needs to run everything by my friends constantly. It's like an oversharing personality where I love my girlfriends. I need their opinion on everything all the time.
And it's so cool that you actually share it with us and with the Swifties. You Instagram, you take us along on the journey with you, and you have a really, really close BFF who we all know and love, Selena Gomez. Well, we have a little surprise for you. We recently caught up with her on a red carpet. She had a little message for you.
Tay, it's Selena. I love you so freaking much. Congratulations on your album. Everybody's gonna love it, and I love you. You are awesome.
She loves you so freaking much.
I love her.
Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift on a night out, megastars. I mean, you can't just go to the mall and the movies.
Yeah, we can. There's nothing that we don't do because, you know, it might be a social situation. We love food.
Me too.
Mostly, like me and Selena, we just are constantly thinking of what to eat next. And
like bad food or healthy
like
food?
Like everything, we just love food. One of our early on friendship bonding moments was like a couple years ago when both of us were going through heartbreak situations, and I just called her and I was like, I'll be over there in 10 minutes with a bunch of junk food. And like ever since then, we've just been kind of like sisters.
But that's the thing is most girls you think would be more competitive with one another. And I love that there's the solidarity and you really do mentor one another. I think that's a beautiful thing. And I have to ask, what do you think of her boyfriend?
Am I allowed to talk about them?
You know, it's up to you, Taylor Swift.
Well, here's the thing. I love Justin. I've always loved Justin. I've known him since he was 15. And I'm just really stoked for him. Seeing him go from being this 15-year-old kid from Canada that showed up at one of my shows to everyone knows who he is. He's like one of the most fun, generous friends you could ever have.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift.
Take a deep breath and you walk through the doors. It's the morning of your very first day. Say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping one of those senior boys will wink at you and say, we'll be right back. Back then I swore I was gonna marry him someday, but I realized some bigger dreams of mine. And Abigail gave everything she had to a boy who changed his mind. And we both cried.
Give it up for Taylor Swift. Oh, you Swifties, you're so adorable, but I'm sure there's a couple of wild Swifties out there. What's the craziest thing a Swiftie has ever done for you?
I think it goes back to probably 5 or 6 years ago, which I would do these big, massive signings everywhere I went. And I did one in a Walmart one time, and this woman came up to me and she said, "Can you sign my stomach?"
Oh.
And I was, sure, you know. And she came back an hour later and it was freshly tattooed. And I had signed it really big, you know, like giant across the whole, like, it was like now like a midriff covering signature. That was real commitment. And, you know, since then, girls will come up and they show me like really cute tattoos that they have. There'll be like a girl like Fearless on my neck, 13 here, or Speak Now somewhere, or something like that. And I think the tattoos are like a huge commitment.
But that speaks to the loyalty of your fans. I mean, they really are diehards. You really do bring something. You really are a role model for this generation. You are truly so wholesome, and your passion comes through in your music. And I think it's so great for the moms out there who worried for, you know, so long for their kids as to the examples that are out there in the media. And then comes along this angel, Taylor Swift. And you really do. I think it's a fantastic thing for all the girls out there to look up to somebody who's so nice and yet cool. Right, girls? And you four guys. Because you know what? It is cool to be all those things, to love sewing and baking and knitting and girl time and just to do real things and grow up at the pace you need. And you really do all those things. You're quite the homemaker.
For me, I don't knit yet. It hasn't progressed there.
Well, this is a letdown. So much for the role model. So what would you say in terms of your fashion sense then? Because you truly are an icon. We all watch you. We love to see what you're going to wear on red carpets.
You are super nice.
In your videos. No, but don't we love her fashion sense? Honestly, beautiful tailoring. Do you decide, or do you have a team of stylists that go, here, pick from all of this?
I have a stylist named Joseph who knows me so well, and he's been kind of styling me for years, and he knows what I would like. He goes to all the designers and picks things that he knows I would like, and he puts them all in a rack. You know, in fittings, deciding what I'm going to wear for award shows, I just pick one and wear it.
And that's it. How do you define your style? Because I noticed you do like to, you're branching out a little bit more in some of the styles. Some of them are more tuxedo and sleek and then
pretty and femme. Yeah, I wore a suit to the VMAs and it was really interesting because it was the first time I think I've ever not worn a dress to an award show. It was a huge ordeal for me mentally.
Really? Why?
Not really. But yeah, like for me, I think I would describe my style as, right now I'm leaning really vintage and loving kind of a classic look and kind of feminine, but sort of ever-evolving, too.
Mm. Who is your style icon?
I really love looking back to the days of Audrey Hepburn and those old black and white pictures that are so iconic of these very ladylike ladies.
This is Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony.
Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift. Recorded live in front of a studio audience with your host from City TV, Dina Pugliese.
So excited about your upcoming tour in the spring. Can you give us a little, do you know anything? What can we expect this time around?
I know some things. We've been planning the idea of the tour and potential dates and cities and all that, but it hasn't gotten to the fun part for me yet where I start to be sort of all, what shape is the stage and what color is the lighting on the opening number and what's the set list? That to me is the most fun part because you really go into your imagination and just allow it to just sort of turn into a show.
Like the inner workings of Oz.
Yeah, like when you go to my show, it's pretty much like what the inside of my mind looks like.
And it's red. A lot of it is red. Why did you call the album Red?
I called the album Red because there's a song that I wrote called Red. That's usually where it starts. I wrote Red, the song, really early in the process. And after I decided that Red was the title of the album, it kind of defined what I wrote after that. Everything that I wrote after that was really intense and kind of daring and kind of
emotionally
bold.
Charged. Yeah.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate. Losing human.
recorded live in front of a studio audience. This is Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift, an exclusive music special celebrating the release of Taylor's new album, Red. Here's your host from City TV, Dina Pugliese.
Do you get nervous at all at this point when you go out before a show? What goes through your brain?
Kind of reminding myself things that I don't need, that I can't mess up. But then when I hear the crowd screaming, I just get so happy. It's like the most amazing sound. I just like kind of stand there and take it in sometimes, because it's in those moments that I realize that's part of the highlight reel for when I'm like 80 years old and I'm like, I used to really...
It kind of sounds like this. Here she is, Taylor Swift. That would feel pretty good. Do you have any pre-show rituals? You know, some people eat a certain something or say a certain something or do a little dance or...
I don't have many because I can't really be too particular. You can't eat right before you go on stage, but you do have to eat.
Caught up in your teeth?
No, it's just like you feel like all like, I don't feel like dancing in front of a lot of people right now. I just ate a lot. So, but you do have to eat because you can't pass out due to lack of energy. So it's a science, actually. You eat like a really, really big breakfast. And then like plus lunch, you just eat like a massive amount of food in the beginning of the day. And then you kind of just go the rest of the day, and then you play at like 6 and you still have all that energy, but you're not like, shouldn't have eaten that much right before.
And then afterwards you must just be famished though.
That's exactly what's so fun about being on tour, is that I'm just like in the last 3 minutes of the show, so like I'm going to go back and I'm going to order this and that, and they're going to bring it in a little cart to my room and I'm going to eat it.
And what is your must have on the road?
I guess for me, like to entertain myself, I watch a lot of TV shows. I watch like that show Girls on HBO. I don't know if you guys have that. I watch Law and Order and CSI and like crime solving shows.
You've been in the, was it Law and Order you were in? No,
I was in CSI. Yeah.
CSI. Do you want to do more acting? You've lent your voice to Lorax as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really wonderful experience. It was incredible because I could do that from the road. If I were to really fully commit to a movie, it would have to be something that I was so obsessed with that I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Who would be your co-star? Like, for example, Ryan Gosling or a Ryan Reynolds?
Do I have to pick?
No. I just can't blame you for trying. It'll be both
They're
of them.
They're both from here, huh?
They're both Canadian, eh?
Yeah. Good for you guys.
This is Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. Because she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here. Yeah.
Taylor Swift. I can't believe we're nearing the end of our chat. You are such a delight, but we thought we'd have some fun with some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. You guys ready? First up, to relax, five-star hotel or farm?
Farm.
Ooh. Last thing you cooked?
Barbecue chicken and sauteed green beans and grilled bread, like on the grill.
Now she's just showing off. Biggest pet peeve?
People who mistake kindness for weakness.
Preach. Favorite household chore? Who came up with this one? Who likes household chores?
I do.
Do you really?
Yes. Straightening things up and making it all look neat and fluffing pillows.
So which chore do you actually loathe?
Vacuums are kind of scary. You know, because they're like a little difficult.
I love her. And doesn't Meredith shed a lot of cat hair?
No, she's perfect.
She is perfect.
Oh,
you see what
okay.
I did there? That's right, Taylor Swift. Oh, yes, I did serve up the corn and cheese. Anyways, guys, you had a good time today? And you, lovely Taylor Swift, we're going to see and hear a lot more from you. Red is in stores. What do you want to say to your Canadian fans?
I want to say thank you so much for being so incredibly kind to me over the years and for staying with me and for having my back and for coming to the shows when we're here and for being just wonderful and lovely. And you guys are the best. I really appreciate everything you guys do. It's amazing.
Taylor Swift, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Up Close and Personal with Taylor Swift. The show is produced by Anthony Conte and hosted by Dina Pugliese from City TV. Special thanks to Universal Music Canada. This has been an exclusive Rogers Radio presentation.